We are a weekly podcast, Soul of a Gamer.
Hey, I'm smart this time. Well, I did not, this
let's
time.
Let's not go that far, okay?
I will fuck it up again.
I love pressing that button. That was my favorite button.
That's definitely.
This game gets really fucking weird.
So you do acid and then you go into the hamster shit.
And this week is
Night Trap.
Night Trap.
They're right behind you, Night Trap. 10-year-old birthday party. Next scene, kill the kid.
You got to kill the kid. Sha la 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 la, car is coming. Throw your body into the car and die. All I could do every time I was playing Ethan was just would start walking around and go, Jason!
Oh, God. It's
just a countdown.
It's going!
It's gone.
No, the countdown's it's been done. Gone. It's been gone for like 3 seconds.
So what do we do since the countdown's done?
Hey, everyone!
Hi!
I'm Scott.
And I'm Steven.
And you are listening to Soul of the Gamer podcast. Every week we play a game, we give you the background of how the game was made, and we tell you our little review of the game.
Yes, we do.
We hope you enjoyed our last week's episode. Do you know?
Oh my gosh, it was.
Do you remember? I don't remember. I'm going to be honest.
It was. Was it Immortality? No.
No, no, not Immortality. I think that was the previous week. So what the fuck was last week?
That
was
the previous
one. It was. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I got this.
God. Why am I drawing a blank?
I don't know. Whatever it was, there was an episode last week. We hope you liked it. We're coming out a week late on this one. Sorry about that. Or not a week late, a day late.
A day late
because I wanted one extra day to get some more of the game done, and I kind of regret that decision because I really it like you got more done but you didn't
told him
get
would.
More out of it, so that kind of decision. Gravity Rush, thank you God, it was so good. It was so fucking good too. That game was so fucking good.
Yes,
this week we are going to be playing Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
Yes.
And we'll talk about
that. Before we get into that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was just about to say that, but you go. You do what you're going to do.
You go for it. You go for it.
I was saying, like, before. I was going to say, we'll get into that in a minute. What the fuck are you playing this week?
Well, I got back into Grounded again.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I keep wanting to try that out again. It's been a while since I jumped into it, because I jumped into it when it was still the preview.
Yeah, well, and since they've done everything to the game and they've fixed everything they want to fix and added all the things they wanted to add, like, the game is just so much better than it ever was. And one of the things for me is, like, every once in a while we would jump back into Minecraft every once in a while, but we always get to the point where we're, like, we build for a few days and then we just kind of, like, stop playing in that world, or we'll play for, like, a couple of weeks and then we'll just completely stop.
Minecraft is a game
Grounded,
that you don't want to jump back into like that, dude. You just don't. You want to, like, start a new world and start from fresh, and then you're like, but now I have to collect everything that I fucking collected before. It's really frustrating to play Minecraft sometimes.
Well, and it's a lot of grind at the beginning of the game, so even to like be able to get to the, like the nether world and stuff like that, I know there's like speed runs and fast ways to get it and stuff like that, but it still is like a building process to get all the things and to get to the dragon. I like the more limited nature of Grounded. Like, it's not endless. There's not a ton of things to explore. You kind of know the map once you've played the map. So, like, going back into it, we just, like, pick a different spot on the map to build our base and doing all the entire story again. And it's just been a lot of fun to just even just, like, replay that from the beginning again.
Does Rick Moranis make a cameo
I
in the
wish,
game?
Dude. If they did a Honey, I Shrunk Your Kids thing, that would have been so perfect.
That would have been so cool if they did. All right, well, I'm not really playing much. I'm kind of jumping in and out of Stardew Valley a lot, but not really doing a lot this week. Mostly playing Kill the Justice League, of course, but that was pretty much me.
Oh, yeah.
Not doing a lot.
Fair. All right.
All right. Well, let's just get right into fucking. Yeah, let's get right into Kill the Justice League.
Let's get right into fucking. Yeah, let's do that.
Yes. The story of Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, follows Captain Boomerang, Harley Quinn, King Shark, and Deathshot? I think Deathshot. As they are assigned with an... No.
Well, Deadshot. Sorry, Deadshot. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like Deathstroke because they make fun of him because they're like, you Deathstroke wannabe. Right? Yeah. Isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah. He's... Wait, I think Deathstroke is Deadshot.
No, they're different. He's different. They're different. They are different.
Yeah, he's Slade. 100%. He's Slade.
Slade Wilson, yeah. Yeah. 100%
Slade Wilson,
different.
Lawton. Floyd Lawton.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, signed with an impossible mission, kill the Justice League. Brainiac has invaded Earth and taken its mightiest hero under his control. You must fight your way through a horde of heroes and villains in order to save the planet.
A horde of heroes? Four.
Well, I mean, like, one of them is worth 1 million villains, right?
I know, but it doesn't count as a horde of heroes.
I would say it's a horde. It's
no,
a horde.
Four does not count as a horde. I'll give several.
I'll give them a horde status just because Superman's on their team.
No, just because one man's better than Infinity doesn't count as a horde.
Just because he could beat every other horde. So the making of Suicide Squad. By the way, this game sounded like a fucking hot mess. Holy shit! Like this, the entire making of this game sounds like just the worst thing you could jump into in your entire life. Like as a programmer, as a designer, as anything. If you were a part of this game, I am so sorry. You went through the fucking ringer, guys. The making of Suicide Squad starts with Rocksteady Studio, made famous by their Arkham games with Batman. WB approached them while they were working on another game and might have asked them or told them to start working on Suicide Squad. It's unknown which. They did say, like, they more than likely took on the game by choice, but WB did own the studio, so they more than likely, like, strongly insisted that they make Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
They were trying to capitalize off of the movie, the second movie that came out, not the first one.
The Suicide Squad, not Suicide Squad.
Yes, and with that capitalization, they just wanted to make more money, it sounds like. That was the entire point of this game, was let's start a franchise that could possibly make us more money. So
yeah, WB kind of been failing in the last couple of years, both in movies and in games.
Yeah, not doing great, and also... Back in the day, Kids WB was the best, and now it's garbage. I don't even know if it exists.
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree with that. Kids WB was the shit back then.
It was. Static Shock was on there. So fucking good.
Fuck yeah.
Teen Titans,
we
I think, started
Static
on
Shock
there.
Back.
It's so good.
Static Shock was... Teen Titans was Cartoon Network.
Are you sure? I think it was WB and Cartoon Network affiliated with it.
It might have been both, but I think, know it was Cartoon Network.
And then I think they sold them the rights after a while. But it is unknown which. Either way, Rocksteady got to work on the game. The game was meant to be an extension of the Arkhamverse, basically following the timeline of the Arkham games. Much of the making of the game was a disaster from the get-go. To start, the most people who worked on any games for the studio was 160 for the last Arkham game. This amount of people was ballooned up to 250 in order to match the need for the game. They did not hire any more managers, however, and the process of reaching for someone who knew what they were doing was hard. As well as the managers themselves were overwhelmed by the amount of people who were working under them. Founders of the studio, Jamie Walker and Sefton Hill, were over-involved in the making of the game as well. Hill assumed the role of the one person that all of the changes to the game were going to go through. This led to some changes waiting weeks or months to be reviewed. Damn. Hill would also have an idea, but have trouble portraying that idea to anyone who was involved in making the game, which is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, he'd literally go up to someone and say, so what do you think about, like, I don't know, it's crazy, but you know what I mean? Right? That's all he did. Literally.
Totally. Yeah.
That's what he would do. He would go up to people and say that shit, and then they'd be like, I don't know what to do with you right now, dude. Do you want me to say yes? Sure, yes.
But I want a lot of like, shoo, and then a lot of kaboom.
Yeah, his message is like, there was a whole article about how the people who were involved in making the game came out and just said how toxic the fucking workplace was at any given moment of time.
I bet.
It's so insane.
I bet.
Hill would also have an idea, but have trouble portraying that idea to anyone. Yep. Hill and Walker also insisted on secrecy when it came to information about the game. To the point of when someone was hired to work on the game, they weren't told what game they were working on until their first day. This can be uncomfortable for a programmer or designer who is used to working on a specific game type, such as a single-player game, that the studio is the most famed for.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, getting interviewed by Rocksteady, They've made several single-player games that have come out, been amazing, like been fucking phenomenal. And you're a programmer, and you're like, I want to work on single-player games because that's my, that's what I understand. It's the best thing I know how to do. And then you come in, and they're like, we're actually doing a live service game like fucking Destiny.
Seriously. Like, which, I mean, even balancing-wise, balancing for a single-player is super easy.
Yeah.
Compared to balancing for anything multiplayer or anything that's going to have a lot of live service.
Yeah, it's just, it was crazy that they thought that that was a good idea. Like, I get the secrecy aspect of it. You don't want to have too much information said too fast. At the same time, like, even if the secrecy is
NDAs
blown.
NDAs are for.
Yeah. But even if the secrecy is blown, like, people are going to get excited earlier, I guess. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that with Grand Theft Auto 6, all the stuff that came out and leaked way early, and all of us got even more hyped for it.
For sure. So where was I here? Okay, this led to many people being hired and quitting immediately.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I just can't believe they thought that was a good idea. When starting work on the game, Hill wanted it to be a focus on melee combat. After a short while and the team spending an excessive amount of time on the melee combat, Hill decided that the game should actually focus more on gunplay.
Fucking, that was the dumbest decision they could have made for this.
Yep.
Well, especially like,
hold on, this led to the team having to really scrap the original idea and start working on a more gunplay-driven game. This also led to many people who played the game questioning why the game focused more on gunplay than the powers and features of the villains they are playing.
What I've said from the very fucking beginning, as soon as I saw this trailer.
Yep. So, and a lot of people said that. A lot of people came out like, why am I King Shark, but I feel like I'm just like a regular guy off the street. This game would have been perfect, I think, as like a non-DC game, right? If it was in its own little world or universe or something where you weren't focused on these people who already have these backstories and all these powers and everything, I bet this game would have been a lot better. But because it's DC, they kind of fucked it.
Okay. You picked three people who have melee combat built into their power set and what they are inherently.
Yep. Yep.
And what did you do? You gave them guns. And also, you took Arkham, who has the best fighting gameplay of all time. The best, like, brawling hand-to-hand combat gameplay, some of it of all time, and just decided, fuck that, we're going to make it a Destiny game, a live service looter shooter.
I mean, again, it just sounds like what they were trying to do is make money. So,
yeah, because they made a ton of money off of this.
Yep. At certain times in making the game, Hill would scrap giant chunks of the script. This led to many more delays. The game was already delayed, but management still kept a very strict timeline for things in the game. This led to programmers doing quick fixes that would later become big hindrances. All which could have been avoided if the management was honest about delays on the game. At one point, after making the traversal system for the game, Hill went to the team and told them that there should be vehicles in the game that could be customized. Showing how unhinged and disrespectful he was toward the people who were working on the game. No matter how bad the game process was, test products were sent to WB and they were ecstatic about how good the game looked, saying that the game could result in a $1 billion franchise. Literally, this
is what analyst saw that.
Well, here's the thing: they were judging it based on the looks of the game, and the game does look fantastic, right? You can play it; it looks better than a lot of other games that are similar. Like Destiny even has some like rudimentary things.
Destiny looks so much better than this.
You think so?
Oh,
I don't know. Like, I feel like what they were trying to do with this game, and we'll get more into it when we actually talk about the review of the game, but I do feel like they were trying to fit a specific style, and I think that's what they were focusing on, is how well they were fitting in that specific style.
I think they were focusing on live service and battle passes, just like Call of Duty and a lot of other live service games have done, and they decided they were going to try to monetize the shit out of it, and even if they didn't make money in game sales, they would make money off of the poor saps who decide to just throw their entire wallets at it.
All those whales.
Yep.
Another thing that was noted about the early development of the game was the decision to use Unreal Engine 4 when the Unreal Engine 5 was coming out in less than a year. This led to some concerns from fans in early 2020, which they did stick with Unreal Engine 4. They never switched over to 5.
Which is also
crazy because, why the fuck wouldn't you choose 5, which is the brand new Unreal Engine?
Especially when all of the other games are delayed because of the new things coming out and the new engine coming out. All those did switch.
Well, and this like is already, 90% this was already switched. Delayed like 4 years or something, so I don't know why the fuck they didn't. This started, I want to say in like 2016, they started working on it. It took them 10 years to get this game almost done.
It kept on delay after delay after delay after delay. And a lot of us didn't even know if it was coming out or what state it would come out in.
Yep, it's just like Black Flag, right? Or not Black Flag, Skull and Bones?
Cross and Bones.
Skull and Bones. Yeah, Skull and Bones. It's the same thing, right? They delay. Now let's release it like 25% finished and call it good.
Which they released that in a worse state than Black Flag was, which is what it was based off of.
Yep. Whenever the team would complain about the way the game was being made or the problems that that were happening at all points in making the game, the management would just say, don't worry, it'll all come together in the end, similar to how the Arkham games worked out. Which is apparently how the Arkham games worked out. They had like this big rush of people saying like, this is shit, we're not doing a good job, can we please clean this up? And they'd say, no, don't worry, we'll get it the last couple weeks. Which I can't believe... I guess it worked out, but still not fucking good for anyone in that process, right?
Yeah, but at least they didn't like completely change the script or the game type every time.
True.
Yeah.
This led many many people who worked for the company to use the term toxic positivity. Mm-hmm.
That's a great term.
It is. That was like the number one term used in the office apparently while they were working on the game, because they'd say, no, don't worry about it, we'll get it done, just get it done in fucking time.
We're just one big happy family. This is just one big happy, we just need to just, okay, it'll be fine, it'll be fine.
It's amazing how like quickly it turned there. I just don't quite understand why the fuck they didn't just say, let's reset. You know, we've been through this. Other game companies would say, okay, we're not getting this done correctly, let's scrap from this company and switch to a different company who might have a different or broader idea of how to make this game work.
Yeah,
you know, we've had that several times with several games that we've done so far, and it's always worked out well. It's worked out much better than it would have if you kept it with the same company.
Exactly. Especially because a lot of these companies also have sister companies, and sometimes the sister companies get that feel a lot better. Like, what is it? I can't remember the name of the company. Never mind.
That's okay.
Something Montreal.
So to jump back into similar to how the Gotham games worked out or the Arkham games worked out, this was not the case, however, proven by the departure of the founders of the company in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So they left because they knew that they were making a shit product and didn't want their names attached to it anymore, which is really fucking shitty of them. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
They went to start another gaming company and told anyone who would follow them that they would not have the constraints that the WB put on them. And honestly, it doesn't sound like any of this, besides like the fact that WB made them work on the game, it doesn't sound like any of this is WB's fault.
So why did it end up the way it was? Because I almost thought it was because of WB interference.
No, like, it sounds more like Hill really wanted... So like I said, there was a bottleneck. So this is what happened in World War II, right? Where Hitler had supreme control over everything that was happening.
Yeah.
So even though you're supposed to be able to report to a general to get this done, that general had to report the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have all of these people reporting to the same person and all these requests coming in, and then the guy feels overwhelmed but doesn't want to admit that they're overwhelmed. It's such a stupid way of thinking, and Hill was such an idiot for thinking this way.
Oh yeah, for sure.
There was at least one positive thing that happened in the making of the game. That was a tweet done by the game's Twitter handle where they shared a phone number. If you called the phone number, then you would get a message from Waller telling Harley Quinn to stop screwing around and get back to saving the world. If you text the number, then you receive a text from Waller asking if you had Argus clearance or not. And if not, it would send you a link to sign up for updates from Rocksteady, which I don't know why you would do that, because Rocksteady had like no updates until the game came out.
That's okay.
Yeah, right? I just thought it was fun. I'm like, that's cool. That can call.
I mean, it's
number.
Fun, but it's no like convenient app or something.
I know. I was gonna put the number in here, and I decided not to. I don't know if it works still.
Yeah, that's fair.
There are composers of the game, but most of the focus of the game was on how bad the environment around its making was. The composers are Nick Arundel and Rupert Cross. Voice cast for the game, which is a fucking strong ass cast, guys. are Tara Strong as Harley Quinn, Daniel LaPane as Captain Boomerang, Bumper Robinson as Deadshot, Joe Shinoa as King Shark, Deborah Wilson as Amanda Waller, Jason Isaacs as Brainiac, Scott Porter as The Flash, Kevin Conroy as Batman, which this has to be one of his last Batman roles.
It was one of his last ones.
Yeah. Zahra Fazel as Wonder Woman, Dan White as Green Lantern, Nolan North, who I know you love, as Superman, Corey Burton as Lex Luthor, Jim Peery as Rick Flagg, Christopher Sean as Toyman, Rick Pascalone as Gizmo, Darcy Rose Burns as Poison Ivy, and Amono Okoji as Hack.
We're not going to call that Poison Ivy.
I mean, that apparently it's Poison Ivy. I don't know if that was like off of a... I don't know what universe this is based on, so it's like hard to say, but...
Well, it's supposed to be the Alpha Earth.
Is it? Well, because they also used the terms... I thought it was funny.
Because
they
said
multiverse.
That they were from Earth 1, and when they went to the second Earth, they said that was Earth 2. So that means that the first... The Earth you're on primarily is Earth 1.
It's to them, right? Because remember, the term
no,
was...
No, it's not...
From Lex Earth Luthor... From Lex Luthor, what he said is, to you, this would be Earth 2. So I kind of took that as, I still don't know if that's Earth 1 or not.
But in every, whether it's Marvel or DC, every time, a lot of the higher powers who know about the multiverses all know what number the Earths are. And they said it.
To be fair, and we also don't know, we don't know what point this is in Lex Luthor's career. Because I know at one point he becomes like an ascended being of some kind. But I don't know when
that
happened.
He was smart enough to do multiverse traveling and shit
well,
like that.
Well, it's not, hey, whoa. It's not called multiverse in DC, dude. You got to say Elseverse.
That was only one thing that they did, the Elseworlds. Everything else has been.
Yeah, yeah. No. It's all Elseworlds. I just thought it was funny. No. I'm like, you could call them Elseworlds. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Elseworlds. The game came out to lukewarm reviews and had a lot of issues on release. Updates have been sporadic and when planned have been late as well. The game undersold tremendously, losing around $200 million.
Yep.
So that's it. That's the story. Again, most of it was about how toxic the environment was around making the game and not about actually making the game itself.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny.
I don't know why... And I get it from a money standpoint, but you are not making a game for the fans if you... And I'm getting so tired of looter shooters. Honestly, I don't think there's many companies that have gotten looter shooters done right. I think Destiny has done it some of the best. I think some of the Diablo games are kind of...
Yeah, a couple of them.
Borderlands are good with those.
Yeah.
But besides like those three franchises, like there's not many grinding... looter shooter style of games that are actually enjoyable, and the looter shooter in this was so insignificant. Like I barely changed my weapons because there wasn't very much worth it. Like nothing really changed. There wasn't a weapon where I'm like, oh my god, this does so much more damage than the other one. I never had that moment.
I mean, maybe if we would have explored the game more, we would have found that, but honestly it's just not worth it. Let's talk about the goods.
80% of the story. Yeah.
Goods and bads. I'm gonna say right now, bads. Definitely, he's right. Looter shooters are not the way to go with a lot of these games. Good for me though, the traversal. Holy fucking shit! They perfected how to get through that city. That was
I
so
do
much
like
fun.
The traversal. The one thing I do say is it needs more fast travel. Just only fast travel to the base is a little annoying.
Yeah.
I wish there was more fast travel points. Just because there was no way to increase the speed of traversal once you perfected it.
You could increase the range in which you went, but like the range doesn't really matter if the speed's the same. So,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know. They could have done a lot more with the traversal, but I think it sounds like they tried.
Decent learning curve for certain characters. Like Boomerangs and Deadshots probably... Boomerang and Harley probably have the highest learning curves.
Yeah, because King Shark is the one I played through most of the game, and his was really easy.
I did Deadshot mostly.
Yeah.
And his is easy with the jetpack.
Yeah. There's not much more I like about this game. I experienced a lot of issues. Acting. Yeah, I mean, the voice acting, pretty much that speaks for itself with the giant-ass cast they did. They did perfect on the voice acting, but, like, there's so many issues when playing the game. Like, random freezes, jumping in and not being able to get into an area fast enough. Big wait times, like, strange.
Yeah, there's certain missions, like, you would just be, like, you're, like, especially the missions where you had to save, like, 4 humans.
Yeah.
It was the same 3 missions recycled over and over again with just little different rules. That's all it was throughout the entirety of the game. Story, support missions, everything.
I did like how they had a Pokeball.
That was so cool.
I thought that was funny. I was like, oh, what did they take a Pokeball? Is how that's supposed to be?
I mean, it's okay, but it's just another dumb thing that made.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed it seemed like an homage of sorts, maybe, to Pokemon, like a tiny one.
I guess. Maybe.
I don't know if that maybe that exists in the comics somewhere, but I was like, I don't know.
I will say, combat for this game is only okay. It gets way too repetitive too fast.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's so many particle effects happening on the screen that you can't even tell what's happening. And especially after they've already updated and modified the game and taken away a lot of particle effects, because when it first released, it was way, way too much.
Yeah.
It's still pretty bad. Enemy types in this game are so boring and so lame. You can barely differentiate between them. The only time I could ever differentiate between them was based on the size, or like the ones that had Flash's powers were obviously fast.
Yeah, or like if they had the sniper or whatever, you're like, okay, that's a long distance guy because they're shooting me from far away.
Yeah. But besides that, like you
also
could...
for a gun game, none of the enemies really had guns.
Besides the snipers.
Yeah, besides the snipers. Like for a gun game, it didn't really make any sense that you're fighting people who are melee combating you, because you're like,
yes.
Well, now it feels like this should be a melee combat game.
I don't know why it wasn't more. And like the melee was such a joke in this. Like, and you have a so solid, you had 4 games with this amazing melee system, and you just decided, fuck that melee system.
Yeah.
And
that.
We all praised it with the new Spider-Man games for almost adapting that same combat system. And everyone loves those games because of that combat system. That combat system is what everyone loves about those games.
Yep.
I mean, among the story and stuff as well, too. But that combat system is everything.
And everyone's right. Like, it doesn't feel like a DC game when you're playing characters and only one of them is a real shooter.
Yeah.
You know, Boomerang's supposed to be throwing his boomerang to fucking fight. That's the whole fucking point of Boomerang, and you're just using it to travel.
And that's his melee attack. That's not his ranged attack. That's his melee, which was dumb.
Yeah, so stupid.
And he moves around so much when he's throwing the boomerang that it was almost annoying to use.
Yeah, yeah.
There was the other thing I wanted to bring up. Like, I really hated that the level up system was for each character separately.
That's stupid.
Character, and I honestly, if you're gonna do a gameplay with this style, and I know Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy wasn't also a big hit, but Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy did the team dynamic better than most other games I've ever played.
And I liked Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. That game was fun.
Well, and I loved the combos that you were able to do with the other team members and stuff. Like, I wish this game had something like that. I wish I could like lay up someone, or like have Harley hold someone, or King Shark launch someone into the air and then snipe them. Like, I wish there was some sort of dynamic where you could control the other people, because the other people were just doing whatever they were doing no matter what. Like, even if you were just traversing through the map, if they saw an enemy, they would just like stop and start fighting the enemy.
Yeah, and I mean, during combat itself, they weren't doing anything, right?
Yes.
So even though they're stopping and fighting, they're not really doing any damage, which is really strange.
Yeah, and there's times where it felt like they were doing damage and other times they weren't, but you weren't ever like seeing their damage being done even if they were. So like sometimes you just like see a couple of people like disappear off the map, but you never noticed why or how or what was going on.
And one of the things that to me was really frustrating are the fights that you have with the supers.
Oh god, the boss fights in this were atrocious.
Well, and one of the things that they do, the tutorial for this game was also way too long. Like, you're playing as all four characters to kind of get a feel for them. But the idea is that you'd pick one and you do a tutorial on that character, and if you wanted to play another one at that point, you do a tutorial on that character.
Yes.
But instead, they decided, okay, we're just going to give you a tutorial for all four, so it's going to take forever. But then we're also not going to end this, which a lot of games do this, and it's a smart way to do it, with a boss mechanic fight just to teach you boss mechanics.
Yeah.
Because the boss mechanics are nothing in here. They're just like, shoot at the fucking boss, and then that's it.
The bosses in this thing are some of my least favorite boss fights I've ever played in gaming history.
Yeah.
Especially the Batman section of this game.
In your gaming history.
In all of gaming history.
In your.
Fuck the way, no, I don't give a
the
shit.
The way you put
dude,
it was, these are the my least favorite boss fights in all of gaming history.
They are. They I are mean, they some are. Of my least favorite and, boss fights in all
like,
of gaming history.
Here's the thing. It's just, they're just fucking shit. This is Borderlands, right? This game
it's not
is,
even good enough to be that.
Well, no. It's but they copied Borderlands, right? The skill tree looks like Borderlands. The guns look like Borderlands. The effects are like Borderlands. The way that people talk are like Borderlands. Like,
true.
Literally,
yeah.
They tried to make Borderlands into a DC game, and they failed miserably because you have a fucking guy like Superman who's literally not going up to you, grabbing you, and breaking your fucking spine. He's going up to you and like saying, "Ha ha ha! Freeze breath!
Yeah.
More, more!"
We can't see. We can't see Superman in games like Injustice, where he comes in, grabs the Joker, rips him in half,
yeah.
Or grabs Shazam, makes him turn back into a little boy, and then shooting his lasers through his skull and killing him and dropping him to the floor.
Yeah.
You can't have a Superman do that and then do this. It's kind of like why I have a problem with the Jedi Survivor games and the Jedi Fallen Knight, because they dumb down the lightsaber so much.
Yep.
A lightsaber no longer, and this is the problem with Star Wars as a franchise in its whole right now, lightsabers aren't lightsabers anymore. They're batons.
Well, they're too strong, right?
They're not strong enough. They don't cut through anything
No,
anymore.
I mean, like, in general, the idea of a lightsaber is too strong.
Yeah.
So
and
now
I
you
agree,
have to
but...
you have to like bring it down to make it more manageable to build enemies around it or something, which is still dumb.
One of the most downloaded mods on all those games is realistic lightsabers.
Yeah. Which is, you know, and that's the point. That's what it should be. Shouldn't
yeah.
be, I have to hit this thing 40 times to kill it. And it's like, well, but, one slash should fucking slice through it. The bosses in this game, guys, seriously, it's just, like, get them weak. There's always a weakness mechanic, so you're doing something to make them vulnerable to bullets, and then you just shoot them with a bunch of bullets. So that every boss fight was the fucking same, essentially. Every single one.
Well, and a lot of them, you got maybe a total of 3 seconds to shoot at them.
Yeah.
And then they would put up their shields or something again. Like for Green Lantern, he just created a bunch of constructs over the entire map willy-nilly without ever using his hands, without ever using his ring. They would just appear, and that was really dumb because you'd have like a fleet of Apache helicopters fly over you with machine guns, and then you just have bombs randomly spawning. But in Green Lantern, in every DC thing ever, he uses his ring, and the power comes from the ring, and you see the green beam create the construct, and it becomes a construct. It's not that he just like can create constructs out of thin air 100 miles away that strafe through the city. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. The entirety of the game, again, if they would have taken this game and didn't make it DC, I bet they could have done a better job with it, because it just feels like the DC part of this game is the worst part.
Yes, because they didn't pay any attention to what DC is or any of the characters and who they are
fucking,
or what they
dude,
are.
Dude, you make this game about Teletubbies and it's already 100 times better, right? Like,
guaranteed, yeah.
You put some fucking weird out, or you make your own shit. You just make up, you say aliens invaded Earth and now these guys who are normally evil will stop it. You know, it's like, why not? At that point, you're already fucked up the entirety of the story.
Yeah. No. Well, and the good thing about like games like the Arkham series was that that was a game that was created with the vision in mind of creating the Arkham series. This was a vision in the mind of let's make money.
How can we get $1 billion? Yeah,
exactly.
Literally.
And let's copy from this and copy from this and copy from this and copy from this. That doesn't work.
Well, here's the thing. Let's take the worst part of Destiny. Let's take the worst part of Borderlands. Let's take the worst. You know, it's like
exactly.
It's that kind of thing. It's not even taking the good parts. You're taking the bad parts.
Yeah, I don't get it. And for me, I think the worst bugs for me, I had 3 separate times where my game progress of the missions wasn't saved somehow.
Yeah.
But my loadout and level still showed my progress, like I had already beaten those things. Like I leveled up 3 times doing playing for 2 hours, and I get off and come back on and I start right back to where I was last time, but I still have all the same level, all the same loadout, all the same extra weapons and stuff that I created and made. I have all those extra things. So I'm like, how are you saving some of the progress but not all of the progress?
That's confusing. Yeah, one of the first things I tried to do was leave the game, because I'm like, okay, so how do you navigate this fucking menu? Because the menu's giant, guys. Like,
it's stupid.
And where you think you might go to quit the game is not where you go to quit the game at all. So,
yeah, it was so dumb.
Yeah, I didn't even know
you could like switch characters. I had to look up how to switch characters.
Yeah, you can switch characters there too, but... Like, guys, seriously, you press start and there's like 25 tabs you have to go through to figure out what you're doing. And then I had to look up a tutorial to find out how to quit it. And it was a guy who was playing week one. He's like, guys, this menu system, and this is week one. So this is, you know, we're at what, it came out in February. So we're at almost a year later and it's still not fixed. And he's like, yeah, this menu system's fucking crazy. If you look at all the tabs, I have no idea where to go. But luckily, I found the quit by very meticulously going through each tab and trying to figure out what the hell is this tab for.
Well, and I'm glad they did fix it. But when it was first released, it actually was it had story progress past the Superman fight. So everyone who just downloaded the game automatically started the game and they'd be already past the Superman fight.
Nice.
And there was no way to restart the game.
Nice.
So when people first started playing the game, there was no way to actually play through the story mode because you would have already had it completed.
Yeah, and I don't know. The entirety of the game, guys, it is really fucking boring. To be honest, like, the traversal is fun. You can kind of just sit there and jump across the map, but there's nothing to really find. Like, there's like little side missions every once in a while, but again, they recycle the same shit over and over again. Yeah. So you're almost doing everything the same. There's recommended characters to use in certain situations, which I really don't like, because that makes it like all characters should be able to do all the same things.
Yeah.
I understand, like, maybe you want Harley Quinn to do something specific, but if someone's having a lot of fun playing King Shark, why the fuck would they want to switch from King Shark to Harley Quinn?
And not only that, but like some of the missions would be like, this mission will psych up Harley Quinn, which will mean that she doesn't get injured at all. But there wasn't any injuries in the game. Like, what injuries were there? Like, there wasn't a time where like Harley broke her arm and was out of commission for a couple of hours. Like, there was nothing like that. So I was like, what do you mean she gets injured?
Yep.
Like,
and again, they have a shield system in the game, which it's really hard to recover shields. It's kind of annoying. You have to shoot the legs of people and then beat them with a melee, which the whole point of this game seems to be gunplay, so why the fuck would you even bother with the melee stuff? The shields itself, again, Borderlands copy, direct from Borderlands. They stole Borderlands' shield system and said, okay, let's just fucking use this. So the entirety of this game is just bad. And in this part, I know we're kind of jumping to the last what we're going to be saying about it, but it is really fucking bad.
It's hard not to showcase our love or hate for some of these games during the whole episode sometimes, because some of these are just so good or so bad.
Yeah, and this one is just so, so incredibly bad. That's all I wanted to say about it. Do you have anything else you want to say?
That's pretty much it. We'll just go right into the first few hours then.
All
right.
I will say the first few hours, I'll give it an A.
I don't. Well, I give it very middle of the road. I was enjoying the dialogue between the characters. I was surprised at how funny it actually was sometimes.
It is actually hilarious. This game, again, I don't know how the fuck you make such a shit game and then you get your A cast to do such a good fucking job. Like,
well,
oh my
and honestly,
God.
I have to give that to like Tara Strong and Kevin Conroy and those people. Like, those people just know those characters in and out, and they are going to say the things that they need to say. But like, other than that, the combat and traversal are, for certain characters, had a little bit of a learning curve and a little hard to get a good flow going. But that was like just like the hardest thing of like trying to get these like combat flows to go through and like get these combat meters. And they made it seem like that was going to be such a big focus at the beginning, but it really wasn't.
The tutorial was too fucking long. It introduced way too many mechanics, way too fucking fast. We're sitting there like normally you'd introduce those slowly as they come along to make it more easily. After you've already practiced with this thing, now you know how to do it. Let's introduce this new thing so you know how to do this one. You know?
Exactly.
But instead they decided, let's fucking blow it all into an hour-long fucking tutorial mission. Like, it was just too much. But in general, like the traversal, like I said, guys, the traversal in this game kind of makes it fun for the first 2 hours. You're like, I just want
to
I want to jump from here to here. Let's go.
Like, I started out as Boomerang, honestly, because I was like, oh my God, the whole, the speed gauntlet thing, like, I thought it was stupid at first, but like, in practice, like, actually, it's kind of cool to just throw that Boomerang and then launch
to it. It was cool.
It.
Like, all of them, even like being Spider-Man as Harley Quinn was kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting to do all this stuff that they do, but in the end, that can't be the what your game is about, right? Can't just all
which
be
I mean,
traversal.
Like, I mean, Spider-Man's traversal is probably the best traversal.
Yeah.
In a lot of games that I've played
outside of like prototype and all those early
and
games,
like, and like Titanfall 2,
we just have
like
so
that.
Much fucking fun just like flying around or fucking bouncing or you know. And this game does a good job with that, honestly. And I feel bad again. I don't think it's the designer's fault. It sounds like the founders are just fucking dickheads.
Oh yeah, this comes from the top. This is the designers and stuff. But all right, I guess we're on to our next.
We both give segment. Kind of like a mildly pass. I give a better pass just because I had so much fun just traveling around. So
that's fair. All right, so next we have Steve Achieves. So this game is about 10 hours long and 50 to 60 hours to 100% this game.
Yeah, plus it's a live service, so you like 100% is in quotes, even though they don't do very many updates. Like when they do it, it brings a new thing to do in the game.
Yeah. And almost every one of the achievements that come in are pretty fucking grindy, which I'll get into in a little bit. So there is no specific completion difficulty achievements in this game, but you will have to beat 10 levels on the highest difficulty.
Nice.
There is a lot of grinding achievements. For example, there are 6 support characters in the game and separate Riddler challenges and collectibles that basically recycle the same 3 missions over and over again with slight variations. These slight variations go from anywhere like only using critical hits to damage, only using grenades, only using shield harvest damage. There's another 5 achievements based on getting the max character level for each main story character and for getting your squad up to level 50. The character achievements are Harleen the Queen, King for the Day, Captain Boomerang, Agent of Oz, and Lawton's Last Stand.
What does Agent of Oz mean?
I don't even know.
Maybe there's something in the comics that we just don't know about.
Yeah,
Captain Boomerang,
I don't know
I'm
Captain
assuming.
Boomerang too much other than like stuff I've seen in like the CW Flash. That was the first time I really saw the character and like a couple of the animated movies and stuff that had him. But
Harleen the Queen. I like that achievement. That's fun.
I do like that one. And King for the Day for King Shark. That makes sense. Yeah. Lawton's Last Stand. That's a little lame. But first couple big mission achievements were the same... first couple of big mission achievements were the same name as Rock Songs, but then they just stopped that completely. We had Blitzkrieg Bop for killing the Behemoth, and then Thunderstruck for killing the Flash.
Nice.
But then they just named the rest based on characters. So Blackest Night for Green Lantern, Endgame for killing the world's greatest detective, and Abandon All Hope for killing the Man of Steel. And then no one defeats Brainiac for killing the Collector of Worlds.
Huh? Lame.
Yeah.
I like the first 2 achievements. Those were fun.
Yeah. I was like, some of those are kind of cool. And then all of a
It'd
sudden.
It'd be fun if they bought the rights to the songs as so
I
when you do it.
Really cool.
That would have been fucking cool.
Like,
that
you
would have been sweet.
Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
Or just during the last fight, you're listening to Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
That would have been sweet.
They should have just named all after Ramon songs. I would have been happy with that.
Right.
And the Batman, they could have done I Want to Be Sedated because they take him and they sedate him.
That's true.
That would have been fun.
All right. So going on from that, we're going to the Hunt for All the Eggs. So this game actually does have a pretty decent amount of references and Easter eggs in the game.
Yeah. We already talked about one with possibly being Pokemon. It's kind of up in the air whether it is or not. But
I wasn't even going to bring that up because I didn't even think of it as a Pokemon thing.
Yeah. It looks like one. It's like a little sphere ball that miniaturizes people and traps them. They could be ripping off Pal World. You never know. It's either a Pal Ball or a Pokeball. Or a Pal Sphere, sorry. I almost fucked it up. It's a Pal Sphere.
There you go. So, for some of the Easter eggs, we got the Batman experience. This is the thing in the game that you can kind of just do whenever. It retells all the events of the Batman Arkham games, which is kind of funny.
Is that the little museum you're in the early missions? Okay, that's what I thought.
So you're going through that. There's all these like different things you can click on, and it tells you like different parts of the story. It tells you about different characters or blah, blah, blah. But it's going over everything that happened throughout the entire Arkham series, which why are you paying homage to that if you do not make that game, like a sequel to that game? One of the favorite references that I saw was you can actually see Kite Man's kite and a blood splatter on a wall in the business district. So you just see like his kite embedded into a building and just some red on the wall.
Oh, man.
You see a poster or a billboard for Zatanna near the Wonderland district, which she's a magician heavily tied to Constantine. There's a piece of graffiti from Peacemaker that says "Eat peace, motherfucker." It's got like an eagle with guns and stuff. It's pretty fucking awesome.
I bet once the founders quit, that's when all this stuff started happening,
right? Let's see, during all of the story mode before you defeat Batman, there are different times where a character will say something about seeing Batman or Batman being around. And if you do look around, he will be standing on some random rooftop somewhere following the squad. So typically he can be seen several times following you throughout the beginning parts of the game.
I like that. That's kind of cool.
That is really cool. I think I saw him like twice, and then I found out he's actually there like quite more often than that. You just have to really look for him because he could just be like on any building in the background. There is on Earth 2... when you do go to Earth 2, there is a poster on the wall with the Justice League from that world, and that world actually has Wally West as the Flash and Hal Jordan as Green Lantern.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There was also a tribute plaque, or there's two tribute plaques in the Hall of the Justice Inner Sanctum, and those were actually plaques made for voice actors Kevin Conroy and Arlene Sorkin. Which we mentioned earlier, Kevin Conroy is the most famous Batman you'll ever know. He's the voice of Batman in almost everything you've ever loved.
He's dead now.
I know, was. Sorry, sorry, yes. I don't want to believe it still.
I know. But he's, you know,
and then Arlene Sorkin was actually the original inspiration and the original voice of Harley.
Nice, yeah. Did you know that Harley Quinn was a Batman animated series creation?
Yep, it wasn't actually a comic book thing until that. Yeah.
That is so crazy that it took them, and then 7 years later, they're like, fuck it, she's awesome, let's keep her.
thank Why God, because she's such an amazing, and she's such a huge pivotal part of the Batman universe now that it's crazy that she just like
happened. I mean, she becomes an Amazonian, I think. Amazonian. I remember, right? Yeah, she actually gets training from the Wonder Woman Amazonians and everything. Oh. Or sorry, they're Amazonians, right?
Yeah, they're Amazonian from Themyscira.
Yeah, so she gets training from Themyscira, and she becomes one. She becomes as strong as Wonder Woman, apparently.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Remember that?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
But yeah, so those are pretty much... There are more Easter eggs in the game, but those are the big ones that I found. Many. Yeah,
this game
I mean,
is fucking huge, so I bet like just downloading this game was 100 gigs, so I can't imagine they didn't hide a bunch of shit in there.
There's tons of little tiny things and tiny little homages to things and tiny little things you can click on that gives you a spiel about this game or this character or this comic book or whatever. Yeah. So it was too much to say all of them, but those were like the main ones that I noticed at least.
Nice.
So yeah, I guess let's go ahead and get into our final ratings and say what it is worth.
Before I continue, though, I do want to say I did like the fact that they introduced so many cool characters into this. I love Gizmo. That was a great addition to the game.
I loved seeing Gizmo.
Right? It's like it's such a cool thing to throw him in the game. Like Hack was really cool to have in the game. Like they did choose really great characters, if only they would have chosen them and then used their abilities too. You know, like
I didn't know Toymaker very much, so I didn't really care for that. Penguin was really good.
Yeah, Penguin.
I didn't care for the Poison Ivy just because it wasn't like
real I don't
Poison
understand.
Ivy.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, in this world, like Poison Ivy was supposed to be dead, and I think this the little Poison Ivy. It's a little girl Poison Ivy version. I think it was a clone that Lex Luthor made from some of her plants or something like that.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I was a little confused why she was a child.
Yeah. Well, and even Harley was confused because she's like, what? Red, you don't remember me? And she's like, I remember your pheromones. So, which made me think that she had the DNA of the original Poison Ivy, but she wasn't the original Poison Ivy.
Yeah. But yeah, let's jump into our reviews here. This is a solid 1 out of 5, guys. I just,
it is
honestly so much for the gunplay is cool. The traversal is kind of fun. But the problem is, like, it's not DC. This doesn't say DC. Nowhere in this game did I feel like a fucking King Shark, you know? King Shark's supposed to be really fucking strong, and yet he's getting, like, blown back by these normal-looking guys. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of dumb.
You even have at the beginning of the game when everyone first gets to Hall of Justice and picking items from the Hall of Justice. Like,
yeah.
Deadshot takes Gizmo's jetpack. You have Captain Boomerang takes something from the Speed Force Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Harley takes the bat grappling gun with a bat drone.
Mm-hmm.
And then King Shark's like, I'm going to take Riddler's hat.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I don't even need those extra powers and abilities because I'm so powerful and awesome by myself. But then he never fucking gets to use, like, his actual powers.
Yeah, it's... Like I said, 1 out of 5 for me, just because I do feel as a DC game, this game does not live up to what it needs to do.
I was really between 1 and 2 for a rating on this game. I almost wanted to say 2, but I am kind of feeling more like the
same way, you know,
Scott. Like,
my thing, Steven, is like, I wouldn't suggest anyone play this game.
Yeah,
and that's what makes it a 1.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's my biggest thing in here is if you don't mind the grind and repetitive gameplay, and this is an okay game to play through.
It's funny
not a
that
game
you,
that I would recommend to anybody.
It's funny that you put it that way, because who doesn't mind the grind or repetitive game? You know what I mean? Like, that's like, if you don't mind playing a bad game, then you should play this game.
I saw
flashes.
Decent amount of reviews that some people don't mind the grind in this game.
Yeah, and you know, for some people, grind is fun, but there's just too much bad. You can't get over the bad.
Well, and like you said, this just doesn't feel like a DC game.
And
it doesn't
feel
like anything of that nature. Like, you're using the names and the voice actors, but that's all that I can say is the comparisons that I can bring into this.
Yeah,
this doesn't feel like Harley Quinn. This doesn't feel like Deadshot. This doesn't feel like King Shark. Like, the only person I feel like they did complete justice by in this was Amanda Waller.
I think so, too, actually. Amanda Waller did fit. I mean,
it's hard to mess up that character.
Yeah, the attitudes fit all the characters, just nothing else did.
Yes.
So, but Waller, yeah, it's really hard to fuck her up because all she does is plant
it's
bombs and people and bitch.
Awful bitch, you
know? All right, that was that. That was Kill the Justice League. Good job, Rocksteady. You did it great.
I feel
bad for the designers and the programmers. You guys probably did an awesome fucking job, and you just had nothing to work with from the get-go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel bad for anybody who struggled working through this game or working on this game. And I was kind of laughing. I was thinking about it more and more as you were like talking about that, like not knowing what kind of game they were going for. Could you imagine being an actor and not knowing what genre of film you're going
like,
to
like
be?
If you're famously a horror actor, and then they're like, but we want you to be a comical romance option for somebody in a comedy. You know, like...
That would just be so bizarre.
It's too much.
Dumb.
There's a reason some actors and some people and some programmers fit into these roles, and it's just because they've been practicing, and these are their favorites, and they have the most, like... enthusiasm for them. Like, why the fuck wouldn't you want the person with the most enthusiasm working on your game, you know?
Yeah. And
it's
if this
silly.
Was one of Kevin Conroy's last thing, you did Batman so dirty in this game. So dirty.
Poor Batman.
You made it a Scarecrow boss fight. It wasn't even a Batman boss fight.
It was too
fucking
he had
shit.
A bat. He was a bat.
Okay, he seemed more like Scarecrow, but sure.
I know, it was really lame. It was all Scarecrow, that's all it was, but...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's our take on that. That's about as much love as we can possibly give a shit game, so...
Fair.
Hope you liked it. next week's game.
Yes, I'm excited for this one.
Squirrel
with
a
gun.
Yeah, it looked cool. I'm excited for it, too. It sounds cool, and I almost thought Squirrel Girl with a gun. I'm like, well, are we doing another superhero gun game, Steven? What the fuck, dude?
Squirrel Girl would be an awesome game. Not
it
if she had
be.
A gun, but
I mean, maybe it would still be cool. What if she's shooting all her squirrels, dude? That'd be a great game.
I mean,
fucked up.
Could be. I mean, I still want to see a Squirrel Girl anything, to be yeah. honest. Like, Squirrel Girl is a very underrated character.
She is, but she's so cool. But yeah, Squirrel with a Gun. We're excited to play that one, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Check us out on our socials. If you want to reach out to us, soulofagamerpodcast@gmail.com. Give us any game suggestions you might have or anything you want us to do. So
yeah, and Soul of a Gamer Podcast on TikTok. You can find clips of all of our episodes, and you'll find see all our pretty of our faces and stuff there. Yeah.
You can see Steven with his glasses. Oh my God, he's not okay. Don't watch TikTok anymore.
He I won't ruined put that it. One on TikTok.
He ruined it.
I always ruin it.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Love
Goodbye.
You. Bye.